Hey, what's up, DI fam? It's Ashley Tajay.
Hey, DI family, it's Tasha.
What's up, guys? It's Nikki.
Yeah, so we got a little something on our minds that we just got to get out. So
a little something. We're going to introduce you to a new train of thought.
Yes.
A little new segment we're going to drop on y'all from now and then. Mm-hmm. And it's called Unapologetically Human.
Human.
We're going to share moments, times, spaces, thoughts, interactions within our weeks where we just turn the fuck up, y'all. Like, we just unapologetically human. So we're going to leave it to our co-host over here where she was just all the way human.
Yes, I was. Okay, so let me tell y'all about this one. Okay, I decided to go to the grocery store. Normally when I go to the grocery store, I always bring my journal because my grocery list is in there. Gotcha. Okay, so I went in, got everything on the list. I was geared up, checked out. Hopped in the car, put my things away, and started driving. Then I realized about halfway home that I left my journal in the shopping cart. Okay. So, all right, I don't like going out on a Sunday, people. Sunday is a day of rest, okay? So I prefer to do nothing on a Sunday, but I decided to go to the grocery store on a Sunday. So the fact that I left my journal in the shopping cart when I was already halfway home, needless to say, I was pissed.
How pissed were you?
I was really fucking mad.
I was like, that customer service voice that you're using right now, that doesn't say pissed. I want the energy.
Pissed off. So I was like, you know what? This is some bullshit. So I had to double back. I went right back to the grocery store and went right back. I was gone maybe 5 minutes. I go to the shopping cart. The journal's not fucking there. Okay, so then that meant I had to now park, turn my car off, hop out, walk to customer service to see if maybe some kind citizen returned it to customer service. Well, as I was walking into the grocery store, I noticed this middle-aged woman knocking on another person's car window and telling her to roll it down because at that time the woman in the car was talking, but she wasn't on a handheld. It was the car, you know, the car phone. Yeah. So it's like it was connected to Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. So the woman wasn't really doing anything wrong, but granted, yes, she was backing up and she really wasn't looking. I believe you should look when you back up unless you have a camera. You know, that tells you that. So apparently she was not paying attention and the middle-aged woman decided to let her know that you need to be off your phone and paying attention because I work for hospice and blah, 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 blah. So this woman proceeded to let this lady know that what she was doing was wrong, where she worked, why it's wrong, she shouldn't do it again. But I felt like, because I'm watching the whole thing as it unfolds, and I noticed that the woman in the car looked nervous. Okay. So now I'm already pissed that I had to come back to the store when I was already halfway home. So now I decided, should have minded my business, but at this particular point in time, I chose not to. So then I said, as I was walking, and I know the young lady heard me because she was trailing about a couple feet behind me. Well, if you knew that she wasn't fucking paying attention, but you were paying attention, why didn't you just fucking stop and let her pull out and go off and then you walk around her? Like, why did you have to scare her? I was like, these fucking people get on my motherfucking nerves.
And then you read her like that? Right?
No, I know. I was saying it out loud. I didn't look directly at her because I was like, yo, technically this is none of your business. You understand what I'm saying? But I was like, then the fact that you had to come back, somebody's got to feel the same pain you're feeling. So I just decided to say it out loud. I know she heard me. She didn't say anything, but it was kind of like, really? Like, I didn't get the whole point of that. So me being unapologetically human, I felt like, you know what? This bitch scared her, so now I'm about to scare this bitch.
Facts.
And I'm waiting for a motherfucker to try to come and scare me, because I'm ready. I was so fucking pissed off that day, I could have killed 10 niggas. Like, that's how mad I was.
Yo, that's so funny.
I'm sorry, guys. This is just me when I get upset. But no, I'm not sorry, because I'm unapologetically me.
Yo, you hear the switch up in the voice?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Like, who are you? Started off sweet.
That reminds me. Sorry. So I was watching. Y'all probably watch Working Moms on Netflix. There was a scene in one of the episodes. I was at my hairdresser's spot. Mm-hmm. She had it on. Mm-hmm. And there was a scene where a character was arguing with another character. Mind you, both the characters in the sitcom are white, whatever. And you got people coming up because they're arguing in the middle of the road. Uh-huh. And as they're having this discourse, the people that are, like, trying to get around them uh-huh. happen to be on bikes and whatever. So, like, they're cursing at them, like, what the fuck you doing in the middle of the road? Da-da-da-da. Uh-huh. And then they start throwing shit at the car. My hairdresser goes, like, you got but one fucking time to throw something at my car.
Right.
Right? And she's like, excuse me, mister, no. That's not going to be my response. Like, I dare you to try that shit.
Exactly.
And that's what that reminds me of. Like, your whole reaction.
Oh, my gosh. So, I'm telling you.
There's certain people you get away with shit with. And exactly. then let me tell you, there's other people that you cannot.
Don't try it.
No offense, but that white people shit.
Yeah, no, seriously. That's mm-hmm. like, and listen, and I have white friends that don't play that. You know what I'm saying? I have white friends that will check you that don't play. I feel like it's just a different class of people that choose to feel like they can bully other people. I just don't think
it's like a class thing with that person.
I feel like the woman maybe she had a lot going on. She did mention that she worked at hospice. Hospice is never good because it's when someone is near their deathbed or on their deathbed or near death. So it is always, I feel like that's a depressing job to do, but I mean, somebody has to do it. So thank God they do it, you know, but I felt like she was just having an all in all bad day, but she could have been nicer. The delivery could have been nicer. It wasn't like she was actually, it's not like she actually hit you. She wasn't even really anywhere near her for her to react that way.
Okay.
So I felt like you put 100 on 10, so now I'm about to put a fucking 1,000 on 100.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. That reaction right there. Yeah. That right there. Like, that's like, that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I felt like it's like, really, you shouldn't do that to people. I just feel like we should have some, we all go through stuff. Every day, you know, there's maybe something. And you don't know what a person's going through.
You don't.
Now, I understand, but you just got to be a little kinder. But if you're coming off harsh and you expect, most people won't react because most people don't know how to react in quick situations or quick thinking. A lot of people don't have quick thinking. I'm quick on my motherfucking toes.
Oh, yeah. I wish a motherfucker would.
Like,
it's bad for
me. Some people say, you know, I scramble together my thoughts. I don't know. I have thoughts lined the fuck up. I think it's because when I was younger, I was very passive. Mm. I would just let people say whatever they want to avoid arguments, to avoid tension, making people upset. I would just do things to appease people. Mm. As an adult, I'm like, yo. And I stopped doing that at about 24, 25. I was like, yo. I'm giving niggas the same energy that they give me.
Facts.
I'm no longer turning the other cheek. I only got two fucking cheeks.
Okay.
Like, I'm just not doing it.
Wait.
So if you get fly with me, I'm going to get fly with you. And I'm not trying to, I don't want it to go to a physical situation because I have too much shit to lose. So I'm not going to pretend like I ain't got nothing to lose. But what I'm saying is, if we can go verbally, toe to toe, bring it on.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I'll be the first to say, your girl is a genius.
Yes.
So I bring it.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the time we done, you're going to be this big. I don't do that to people on purpose, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if it happens, it happens.
How about you, Ash? Somebody, you start picking on my kids or something like that?
How about you, Ash?
It depends. The only people, like, I'm not really going to argue with is my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a respect for her.
And, like, my dad to a certain extent.
But I'm talking about complete strangers.
Oh, no, I'm going off.
Yeah, like, in my situation.
Or people that, like, I'm cool with and I feel like they're trying me, I'm going to hurt your feelings. Gotcha. And I'm not going to do it in front of, I'm going to embarrass you to you. I'm not going to embarrass you in front of your friends. Right, right, right. If we around a group of people, I'd be like, you got it. Yeah. And as soon as we get out, I'm going off. I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Got you.
And I'd be like, and don't talk to me ever again.
Yeah. I don't need friends.
Time doing that.
That is true, though.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't need friends. I have my mom. I'm good. I don't need friends.
Yeah.
Period. I'm an only child from my mom's side. I don't need, I can play by myself. I don't need no friends. Like, I'm good. I'm good. Only child syndrome. I got this. I'm in this world alone. I'm going out alone. I got this. I'm good.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
But I think that's my problem. I don't know how to have an effective disagreement. I just know how to have an argument.
Ooh.
I have to hurt people's feelings. You see that, right?
I have to hurt people's feelings.
I just know how to argue.
Yeah.
I
got
to decapitate
you.
That's
it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I won't even do it through text. I feel like, yo, when you got a second, call me.
Yo,
let me
so
talk to you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, call me. Matter of fact, FaceTime me.
Oh my God.
FaceTime me so you can see my face.
Whole,
yeah.
Okay. The whole
right. And as soon as you hear, are you dumb? It's over. Don't even. You're done. Just let it go.
Oh my God.
Just walk away. And even when people walk away, I still be going on.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Start following you is bad. It's very bad.
Yeah, my problem is it escalates so quickly. Yeah, and we all are. My problem is it escalates in my mind so quickly. Like, I don't want to argue no more. I want to get physical.
That's my thing.
Being an adult, you cannot.
No.
You just can't be out here fighting or anything like that. That's why I try to mind my business. But when I see certain situations where I feel the urgency to just
jump in there and
word
there.
Vomit. It's like,
I feel you. I've exercised like some big restraint as of lately.
You got you.
That's good.
And I feel good.
Okay,
about
good.
It.
That's good.
But you know, sometimes when you exercise a lot of restraint, then it's like, all right, I'm done with this person.
Then you gotta let it out.
The next motherfucking person that looks at me sideways, I'm going in.
What you say?
ma'am, I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
You sure? Because I've seen it.
You want to redirect it?
Right. Because I got time today. I ain't have time yesterday.
Problem.
Right. Yeah. But I feel like that's what people do that all the time, especially like when they are the aggressor. And especially if they're used to being so mean and so hurtful to you. And then you just like, okay, maybe you're having a bad day. You try to be the better person. But as soon as you flip out, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, I felt attacked. You've been attacking me for the last few months. Yeah. Now I'm about to hurt your feelings.
People dead ass draw. When I say the pulling out of in the original Hebrew form, they will pull the crazy out of you.
Yes.
And then be like, yo.
They'll be shocked and dismayed.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why did you do that for?
Yeah.
Right. What did I do to you?
Right.
And you over there like.
Yeah.
And you notice
are
that
you
get
me?
Madder when they ask that question.
Yeah, don't ask me
like,
what's your
why
problem.
Why would you ask me what my fucking problem is?
Right.
You know what my problem is.
Right. Like, you're my problem.
Right.
Like, you're the problem.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's bad. It's just bad.
But every now and then. It doesn't happen often. Thank God it does not happen often. I think getting into an altercation with people often would be draining.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I felt like, there was a reason that I left the journal in the shopping cart. There was a reason. Maybe there was a reason for me to just shut up, but I just chose.
I don't know. I bet you that lady drove away feeling very, like, protected.
Yeah.
Because I was like, are you
freaking
kidding me?
Yeah, she looked out for me. I didn't even have to.
I was like, are you freaking serious? Yeah. Like, girl. I wanted to, like, smack her face off, but I was like, you can't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't. Like, I wish it was, like, a game.
Yeah.
I really wish it was that you can beat people up and not get in trouble.
Word.
I'd be smacking faces off every day.
All right, so then let me ask you a question, right?
Yes.
So I've been on Twitter a lot lately.
Okay. Because
I love Twitter now. Like, I liked Twitter in the past when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, once I was in, like, high school, I really, really liked it.
Okay.
But, it's been, 6 years since I graduated now? Okay. So I'm still young.
You're an adult. Okay.
Right.
She won't let y'all know.
Exactly.
She's an adult.
Period. So I read something that said, if you think, and I know this is a little different, but I read something that said, if you think letting go of people because they make you mad is not a toxic trait, you're bugging.
Oh.
Mm.
So now for me...
Right?
Yeah. Mm. Now, to me, if the person is toxic, mm-hmm. you need to let that person go. Mm. Okay? Like, I feel like if there's nothing but negative energy, drama, chaos, and you have the ability to let the person go,
right.
I think you should. Because it's just going to bring all that negative nastiness onto you. So what do you feel about that? Do you feel mm-hmm. like letting go of people before having a conversation is a good thing or a bad thing? What do you think? Like, do you think letting go of people is a toxic trait?
Oh, that's a good question.
Letting go of people, a toxic trait.
Like, say, like, you have a misunderstanding or, like, a disagreement with, like, your closest friend or, like, somebody close to you. And I think, like, what do you think? What do you think you should do? Do you feel like you should communicate about it, and then if there's no change, then let it go? Or do you feel like if you just tell them, like, listen, I need a break, or I'm done, and then you just stop messing with them, you think that that's toxic? I don't think so.
No, I don't think that that's toxic. I don't think so. But me personally, I wouldn't. It really depends on the caliber of our relationship.
Okay.
Like, really. Like, if it's somebody that, because I have people that I considered my friends when I realized that they were toxic, and then the one time that they chose to wild out on me, I said, yo, I'm done. I'm done.
And but were there things that led up to it, or was it just that one thing where you
No, there were things that led up to it. I think I did extend grace. Mm-hmm. I think I do extend grace because I like for people to extend grace to me because yeah. I know I'm not perfect. But then when I realized that what I see is true in that person, like if they're a pessimist and they're a constant complainer and that's how they were since the day I met them, they're not going to change. So I got to change, meaning sever the relationship. That's done. Yeah. It's done. So my thing is, but then if there's people that they're genuinely good people and they're a good person, but they just fell on a hard time or going through a rough patch, I'm not going to abandon you.
That's what's up.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know that you're there for me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like some people you are meant to cut ties with. Before, I would never let, like when I was real young, like I want to say between the ages of 16 and 25. It was 24, 25 when I really woke up.
Came into your own
yeah I really like, yeah. exactly so but before then in that time frame I just hung around people that I this day would never I wouldn't even tell anyone that I was friends with them but back then because I was just like I guess this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have ghetto friends. You're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, hang out with girls that cuss, fight, da da da. I'm thinking that that's what you're supposed to do. And all the while, I'm saying to myself, yo, I want to be a girl that's ladylike. I don't want to be out here crazy, acting stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not me. I mean, I will, but I don't want to.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like the relationship, how much does that friendship mean to you? How much does that relationship mean to you? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't mean anything to you, if you can walk away, walk away. But if it means a lot to you, sometimes you still have to walk away. It may be harder. But you could do it. And love from afar. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm.
That's interesting.
Mm. Nick, what do you think?
I'm of a little bit of a different mindset, but I feel like I'm really learning right now. Okay, got it. Like, I'm verbal.
Okay.
Like, that is me. Like, I'm so verbal. I don't understand nonverbal things. I don't prefer them. Mm-hmm. I feel like when somebody does not bring, you know, their feelings or their emotions to a situation, to me, I look at it as an immaturity.
Ooh,
I feel like you're called to communicate. If we're in any type of engagement, in any type of relationship, whatever the level or degree is, mm-hmm. I do think you deal with people differently depending on the level of relationship you have with them.
Yes.
But I do think that before somebody gives you their absence that or their silence, that it is important that there's communication there.
Gotcha.
I think a lot of times when people give you their silence, it's because they're not sure. So there's an uncertainty there mm-hmm. of maybe how to approach it, and that, to me, is an immaturity.
Yes.
So because you're unsure of whatever it is that you're dealing with within yourself, mm-hmm. so I'm supposed to decipher your silence. Well, here's the thing. You haven't even deciphered your noise.
Ooh.
So, no, I'm not doing that. We need to be adult enough to have discourse about it and come to a resolution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I won't go as far to say that you're toxic because of it.
Uh-huh.
You're mature.
Yes.
Grow up.
Yeah. Yes.
In my personal opinion.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just me.
That's like great. That. That's absolutely yeah. great.
That's good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so that's another part of it. Sorry, Ashley.
No, it's okay. So do you think when you do communicate with a person and then you finally let them go, do you feel like that's a stubborn thing or do you feel like that's just like a respect to yourself thing? Because I think it's like a respect to myself. Mm. Like, I'm not going to continue to deal with the BS. Like, if we had a disagreement, I told you don't do that because I don't like that. And you let me know, like, don't do this because I don't like that. But then you continue to, like, tick and do mm-hmm. the same thing that I told you I do not like to do. And then I just completely shut you out because I can do that to people. Like, I can,
oh, yeah, no,
I can
no.
be around you.
You seem like you cut somebody off, like, no warning. Like, you just be...
It'll be a warning. Be,
oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. I mean, I can be a little distant to mm-hmm. certain people. Mm-hmm. Like, not people that I'm really close to. Like, people that I'm close to, they don't feel like I'm distant. But, got like, you. Maybe to, like, a person who, like, there's not as much history, I won't work as hard to keep
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I won't. But I feel like if you're doing something that I feel is toxic... And I feel like you keep trying me. Me letting you go and just saying I don't want to talk to you no more is not stubborn. Mm, I feel like no. it's a respect thing for me.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I feel I've never in my entire life disconnected or dissolved a friendship with a person and regretted it.
And that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
Never. Every person I said, you know what, I'm not fucking with this bitch no more. And... said it and meant it and didn't do it again, I didn't regret it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's saying something. That's
like,
crazy.
And then there was one particular woman that I cut that friendship off with and then seen her like 2-3 years later and was in the movies by myself, by the way.
That's
and it was like, hey, I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? And, you know, struck up a very small conversation. But then after hearing her complain, it just hit me. That's the reason why you stopped talking.
And that's
this bitch ain't changed.
Mm. Right.
Not at all.
Mm. Right.
Like, I never made a bad decision in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the person cut it off with me, if they chose to come back around, that's because it wasn't me.
Mm.
It was you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then when that relationship rekindled, then we got to the root of it, then that's that. But if somebody chose to leave me, if it is me, I'll take full accountability. I've never been a type of person that never took accountability for my actions. So if I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And if you say I'm wrong and I see it from your perspective,
no,
I will
yeah,
apologize. I've
that's
never
real.
Been any other type of way. So my thing is, if you cut ties with me for your own reasons, cool. We're not meant to be in each other's lives, but I can make a clean break. But if you are my right hand, like I consider you family, I'm not just going to cut you off like that.
No. Maybe that's a day, but I'll be back.
I mean, I feel like family goes through things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your
yeah.
closest relationships, you may sometimes in phases beef with the hardest or you may have disagreements with.
True.
And that's, I think that's, we have to anticipate seasons of relationship. Mm-hmm. Like I think sometimes we think that everything handy dandy and everybody's always gonna agree with one another. That's false.
Nah,
that's
definitely
not. That's
false.
Not a real relationship.
No, it's nope. not.
Nope.
In those situations, if that's not what you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
like what you said, like no, if I put words on something and we actually have like a discourse, like yo, I ain't hear from you. You know, I felt some type of way. This is what my perspective was. What was your perspective? Let's talk about it. I don't like this. You don't like that. And you keep continuing to violate, and it doesn't seem like you're making effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just disregarding
exactly.
me, and I'm
yeah.
insignificant. Then no, I don't think it's stubbornness.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think so.
To walk
not.
Away, do
Heck
whatever
no.
you have to do.
Yeah.
Like I try to make this a us thing.
Exactly.
I can't trust you in this.
Exactly.
Now it's got to be a me thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's true.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. Gotta do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely dope, though, when you do see people, like, extending themselves and doing more than what, you know what I mean, more than what they would be obligated to.
Like, exactly.
We're not just obligated to ourselves. We're obligated. I do think we have an obligation to community.
Oh, yes. Of course.
So I even take that, like, mindset in relationship, like what we're talking about. Yes, you have to be concerned with making sure that somebody's not in violation of you and making sure that you're honoring yourself.
Facts.
But in your honoring of self, you can't violate others as well. Like, this is, you know, yes, there's you involved, but there's community involved. And you were talking about a real beautiful thing, like, 2 minutes ago. Like,
yes,
how we can empower community. What you were talking about.
Yeah, well, I was speaking briefly, and everybody forgive me because I don't have my cell phone right in front of me. But there was a two Black women, Tanya Sam and then Keisha Napoleon. Mm-hmm. They are considered socialites in, you know, in the world of Hollywood because they've been in television, etc., and they're entrepreneurs. But they ran down the statistics that there's less than 2% of venture capital given to women, and then less than 1% given to African Americans. So it was kind of like they decided themselves, thank you so much, they decided themselves to launch funds to invest in women and minority entrepreneurs. And I think that's like super, super cool, because the thing is that it's so many of us really want to do something, make a change in our community, like leave a legacy, like build a bridge of success, to and then extend our hand to pull up the next person and bring more people with you. Not everybody's looking to be on the top and not have nobody up there with you, because it is indeed lonely. I would assume that it would be very lonely. And I'm never going to, I never want to be the person that would get to the top and not be surrounded by love, which is my family and my friends. Yeah. So I feel like these women, hats off to them, Tanya Sam and Keisha Napoleon and her partner, they're definitely started their funding, their venture capitals, so that they can help minorities and women entrepreneurs like really thrive, give them that seed money so that they can start a business and run it successfully and be successful. That way they in turn give it back to the community and the areas that they're in. So I feel you on that one. To be, you definitely want to pay it forward.
Yeah.
But you have to first, it's important to, thank you. It's important to, in order to pay it forward, you gotta wean people out. You gotta, there's certain things you have to do. There's certain ways you got to move. There's certain ways you have to act and be and do. But in order to be a blessing, you definitely cannot just let anybody run in your life and run over your life.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah, no,
period.
That's
wow.
That was good.
So
yeah, that was good.
Question for you guys real quick before we sign off.
No problem.
I want to dream with our family for a minute.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, like, with this fund. And that's what we're about. Like, guys, I don't, yes, you got the podcast. Get comfortable. Make space for us. Get used to it.
Yes.
But let me tell you, there's merchandise coming.
Facts. Yes.
There's an app coming.
Yes.
There's a clothing line coming.
Yay.
When I tell you we are disruptive innovators in every sense of the word, business and entrepreneurship is within the backbone of who we are and what we want to do.
Facts.
Yes, our vision, not just being, you know, here speaking about things, is that we want to do things.
Yes.
Exactly.
Our, like, my personal vision, I know Tasha's, I know Ashley's vision is, listen, I definitely want to be in that 1%. Like, I want millions and billions of dollars attached to my name. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want different businesses giving me multiple streams of income. My biggest thing, I definitely want to give back and have, you know,
of course,
things that we're doing for the community. So that's why we're here.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's take this fund for an example.
Okay.
Let's say you're picked.
Wow.
All right. There's money that's going to be posted up for one of your businesses. Mm. Give me your two top businesses right now. What are we investing in? Tell us. Let's dream, family. Mm. Fam, if you don't have a dream, and it may be finance or money or whatever the case may be, maybe that's not your dream.
Got you.
That's fine. Somebody's going to invest in you.
Guys.
What are they investing in? Dream with us. Yeah. A lot of the reason why people don't achieve is because they don't dream. What we dreaming on today together?
Yeah.
What they dreaming on with you, Tosh? Like, what are they putting that money into? They pick you, your name comes out the hat. What's happening?
If they pick me and my name comes out of that hat, I think the first business I would do would be to run and own and operate my own medical billing and coding company. And definitely, and I would definitely want to bill and code for Black doctors.
Oh my God! Yeah. I'm smiling so big right now. Like, I love
and multi-specialty providers, but definitely Black doctors and those that are starting off, start opening up their own practices, and want someone to ride that wave with them. I would definitely be on course to work with just Black providers.
That's beautiful.
Yep, in the medical field. So that's definitely mine.
Ash? That's dope. I would put my money into, it would be like two things, but go into one. So I would definitely put it into my skincare line, which is Cameron Beauty.
Yay!
But then once Cameron Beauty blew up, I would put it into having like a, like holding like classes and teaching like young women and adults and, you know, elderly women about taking care of their skin.
Ooh,
oh, that's a good
one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, but it will be deeper than just like wash your face, use a toner, exfoliate. I will go deep into it and then actually like teach people how to, because a lot of people can't afford high-end products, teach them how to make a product for themselves.
Wow.
Yep.
Live.
Yeah.
First of all, get your plug in there.
Facts. Follow me, Cameron Beauty, on Instagram. I do lip scrubs, body scrubs. I make my own body butters, and this is all made by hand from me. It's vegan, animal cruelty free, and it's dope, and it's actually good.
All right. So, how can they follow you on Instagram again?
It is Cameron Beauty, CameronBeauty, Beauty.
B-E-A-U-T-Y. All right.
Yeah.
Great. So and Nick, how about you?
If I got, my first thing I would do if I got the money is I would finish developing my app. So I'm not going to, I can't talk too much about it.
Okay.
I don't want y'all stealing my
Exactly. Smart.
I am developing an app that is going to couple up, retail, like online shopping, so retail shopping, and so like your social media platform.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's social spending, social media, kind of coupled up in one.
Gotcha. Mm.
So I would develop that, get that out to the people. That would be app number one.
Okay.
That would be my first order of business.
Okay, so, great.
Yeah.
Great.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's good. Good.
And the second one, do you have a second one or?
I have. Yeah. Definitely. I got another app coming up right after that.
Oh, wow.
So
the app world is where you're tapping into.
I would definitely probably do tech first.
Okay,
I like
yeah,
that.
Tech. Tanya is really big in tech.
Really?
Really.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's at. And then I think that would fund. The money from the tech is definitely funding our clothing line.
Fast.
We don't have a clothing line
coming
up.
Yes. This is coming soon.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man. Super excited.
We got
about
ideas.
That.
We got patterns.
Yeah.
We got names.
Names
you know.
And all that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hashtag disruptive.
Yes.
Corn disruptive, y'all.
Because we are.
What are y'all thinking about? When you done with this little episode right here, if y'all got a journal, whatever, go back and think about what y'all putting y'all money into.
Exactly.
Share it with us.
Yes.
Follow us on Disruptive Innovation. Let us know what your thoughts and ideas are.
Yes,
how
we'd love to hear from you guys.
For real.
For sure.
Start the dialogue.
Definitely.
That's
it's been real, fam.
Yes, it has.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
All right. God bless.